I have the word, it is finished. Allow me to pray. Lord, I have 7 minutes. And I need you in it. So I can preach. It is finished. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So to get the right context, I'm going to start where Reverend Shirley started, 1928. It says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, he said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Allow me to merge 28 and 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, then we jump to 30, he said, it is finished. The verses that I just read, they don't just tell me how the Lord died. They reveal how he lived. Indeed, Jesus himself, he couldn't have actually been finished, right? Because we know from the rest of scriptures, following John 19, you know, in the other gospels, in the book of Acts, in the epistles, that Jesus died, he was buried, he was resurrected, then he came back, taught his disciples, and furthermore, he lives now to intercede for us, and one day he's coming back, right? So what did the Lord mean when he said, it is finished? The it here is the life in his body. See, Jesus had been clothed in flesh. Yes. Y'all read that in John 1, right? He was given a physical body. He walked the earth in that body. He preached the message of the kingdom given to him by the Father in that body. He demonstrated the kingdom by the power of the Holy Spirit in that body. He taught his disciples, his successors, to carry on the preaching and the demonstration of the kingdom in that body. And now he had offered the ultimate sacrifice of that body given to him to bring all who are willing to eternal life. And now he was finished. That part of his assignment was completed. The scriptures were fulfilled. He was done. There was nothing left to do in that body. As expressed by a French philosopher and Jesuit priest, we are not human beings trying to have a spiritual experience, but rather we are spiritual beings having a human experience. See, if you're struggling now to be spiritual, then you need to realize that you don't have to struggle to be your true self. See, one day this body will cease to function and only the spirit will remain. And this describes the man, Christ Jesus, clothed in flesh. And when he was finished, he gave up his spirit. But let's get back to that life he lived in the body. See, Jesus' early life in the body was one of purpose. He told Pilate when he was asked, was he a king? He said, you say correctly, I am a king. For this reason, I have been born. And for this, I have come into the world to testify to the truth. So we live on purpose. Find your purpose. Walk in your purpose. Share your purpose. And complete your purpose. Jesus lived this life in the body to glorify the Father. In John 17, he reports back to the Father, I have glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do. Glorify. Live to glorify God in your body. Jesus, he emptied himself while in that mortal body, depositing each day in this physical realm until he went to the cross. Live life in such a way that when your time comes, you're not expired. You're finished. To put it in terms that you can understand, think of a package of perishable food, such as bread. You buy that package filled to capacity with an expiration date on it. And your goal is to consume it before reaching that date. You want to finish it, not for it to expire. In the same way, we live to get all that the Father has placed on the inside of us, out of us, before the expiration associated with our packaging. So in the end, we can say, just like I'm saying now, it is finished.